Shuffle.
Savory Morgan is teaching dance at the Young Men's Leadership Academy just west of downtown. It's a small class, just 4 students who opted in.
So what they do is once a week they come to me instead of going to gym.
The program called Breaking the Barrier for Boys Only is in 4 Duval schools, 32 boys total. Today, these middle schoolers are practicing for a march showcase. 7th grader Travon Richardson says it's his second year, and he likes dance because it's good exercise.
So what's your favorite kind of dance or favorite kind of moves?
Like my favorite one is when we have to run. We gotta turn back around, like we gotta do a slice and come right back over here.
He demonstrates it, running across the room and finishing with a sharp spin. Morgan says it's a contemporary modern move. He's teaching them genres ranging from ballet to hip hop to jazz. Morgan himself used to go to this school. He says he got really good at dance as a teen because he had mentors, and he worked his way up to dancing professionally with the Dance Theater of Harlem.
Try to be a sort of a role model, a beacon of light. I think kids aren't exposed to stuff because they don't have people that do that thing that they haven't been exposed to around them.
Morgan says dance can lead to opportunities like world travel and free college tuition. Working with him, he says the boys now know
an African-American male classical ballet dancer in Jacksonville, Florida, that they can actually talk to and relate to.
Leadership Academy principal Truett Moreland remembers when Morgan first came to pitch the program, which is an offshoot of the Florida Ballet.
And there were some struggles there, finding kids that were first brave enough to kind of step outside of the cultural norm for this environment and to try something different.
But he says one of Morgan's students even auditioned to go to Douglas Anderson School of the Arts and maybe wants to pursue dance professionally. Douglas Anderson guidance counselor Shanika Farrell says scholarships could be in the future of the school's male dance students.
When it comes to male dancers, there's such a large shortage. So I would say that it is really common for those kids to receive financial assistance because they're pretty much the minority in the dance field.
She says over 3 years advising some 1,200 students, she's had maybe 10 male dancers in her caseload. But Principal Moreland says even if the students just do it for fun, that's okay too.
Kids that are in the arts, our kids that are in dance, tend to do better in their classes because of this outlet for creativity and expression.
For today, though, these 4 are focused on their performance in March.
Hey! All right, let's try that with music. That was good.
Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.